Rihanna and Drake, Kiss FM. We have a new Ryan's Roses. Her husband did something super shady with his phone, and we're going to get to the bottom of that. Also, right about 8 o'clock, we're going to announce the grand prize winner. Kiss pays your bills for a year, and a brand new Ford Escape. So, whose heart got broken, sis? What happened?
Well, it was a little bit of heartbreak for Maxon, and I think that this is just the beginning of what the years will tell about him, because he's just such a sensitive boy. I've noticed it since the moment he was born. You know, they were going to start preschool this year. I was going to put him in at least for 2 days a week, but because of the pandemic, we haven't. And my neighbors across the street, they have two girls that are in similar ages of Aza and Maxon, and they were going to do the same. So it's just really tough with parents that have kids and not having them socialize with other kids right now. So we've opened up our bubble to them across the street. And so every now and then they'll go on walks together or they'll play in their driveway because their driveway is a little bit flatter than ours. And the girls have scooters. And I guess yesterday one of the girls didn't want to share her scooter with Maxon. And he just didn't understand why. And then he was just like, then he came home and was like, Mommy, scooter. And he just was so heartbroken because she wouldn't share. And I had to sit there and explain to him, like, it's okay. Like, you know, sometimes kids are not going to share their toys and then there's nothing you can do about it. And you have to share your toys too. And sometimes they're going to have, and then he's like, why don't I have a scooter? Why don't I have a scooter? And I'm just like,
what's the answer to that, Mom?
Well, the answer is that sometimes you're not going to get everything that another kid has. And so I just held him. Like, I explained it, but he's two, so he doesn't get it. And so I just held him in my arms, but he legit cried in my arms for 10 minutes straight. But not like weeping, but just like, just heartbroken. Just like, he just, like, basically, I think in, like, they've had everything at their fingertips since they were born. Like, to them, they have everything they need.
So, wait, so he wasn't upset about the girl? I thought he was heartbroken about the girl. Was the scooter not the girl?
Oh, no. He was, I think he's upset about the girl because they've been, like, best friends this whole time. And she basically said no to him about something. And he was just, like, he couldn't believe that she said no. It was the first time that...
As a professional whose heart has been glued together for many, many years... This is just the beginning of some shattering, because there, you know, if you were to open this chest, get inside of it, you'd see a heart. You'd see a lot of glue seams.
It would look like a what are those things with a mosaic?
It would look like a mosaic, exactly.
Just pieces, just.
Yeah, from afar,
those are still beautiful.
From afar, it looks like a heart. Up close, right. A bunch of little squares.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a Monet? Isn't that a Monet?
Mosaic.
Mosaic.
Oh. A Monet is an artist. But listen, this is not about art. This is about scooters and love. Okay?
That's right. So it was just like, I don't know. I felt helpless for him. And obviously they're still friends and it's fine, but it's, you know.
Well, I don't know if they should be. She's not going to share her scooter. What kind of friend is she?
Is she, you know what? My kids do the same thing the next day. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to share whatever it is. And so it's just, they're kids. They don't know. Not the issue.
But when do they start to know? Like, two, you don't know. What, five, do they know? They know what they're doing. When do they start manipulating you?
Now.
They're already manipulating. Right?
Yeah, they're trying to, for
sure. I think at some age they decide what to let you know they know and what they know they know.
But you know what I did love? I love that he ran home and he told me exactly what happened right away. Like, that's the communication that I want with my children forever.
You want to keep that because when he's 18 and he's hooking up with some girl in the basement, you want him to be able to tell you all about the girl.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I love her. I don't love her. I like her. Not the details, but like, I really like this girl. Mom, what do I do? You know, how do I, do I make her group of Parmidine? Like, how do I win her heart? Yeah.
Did you do that with your mom?
Of course. That's how I got the group of Parmidine recipe in high school, because she said you need to cook her dinner. So I made my parents stay upstairs. I made her dinner in the house.
That is so special because it was the opposite for me growing up as a kid. I hid everything from my parents because I thought they didn't understand, and I wrote all my feelings down in a diary because I didn't have an outlet. Like, I could never go to them for advice,
right?
Because I felt like I would get in trouble.
I went so far with my parents. Like, I told them they knew way too much. I was like asking my dad for birth control.
That's your theme. Like, that's who you are. Like, you like to tell everybody way too much. And that's kind of like what your signature is.
Kind of true.
Your morning hack is next. You can burn 100 calories just by doing it. What number are you on, Tanya?
I stopped, but I did 10.
I did 12.
Can you guys stop?
You didn't know what we're doing.
I don't know, but it sounds gross if you guys are doing it right
now.
And you guys keep smirking. And, like, I see rocking.
We'll be back.